You have a salt cellar out there also. Yes. That you can have.
And we used to make lye soap with the ashes. You'd have to have wood ashes. And we had what we called ash hopper. And it was built like you'd have a trough and put sides up on it. And then you'd put your ashes in there and you'd fix it so that when it rained, or if it didn't rain enough, you could pour water over it, and that would make your lye, and you'd have a bucket under it to catch it, or a tub or something. And then that way you could use your cracklings that you, when you kill the hogs, or any of the fats that you didn't use, and make soap. And that's what we used to wash with then.
I see. And speaking of washing, how about dishes? After you, all your dishes are dirty, and you say, well, it's almost, I have to have a whole sink full of dishes. I now have to do what?
Wash dishes.
Okay, and after you wash them, you...
Wipe.
And between washing and wiping, you sometimes...
Drain them.
Okay, if you ever pour cold water over them to get the soap off?
No, usually hot water.
Or hot water, what do you call that? Clear water, what do you call that?
Well, it wasn't soapy water, just plain boiled water.
And you say, so you wash, and then you what?
Let's see, rinse.
Uh-huh. And the what you use to remove food from... Just a piece of cloth to remove food from dishes. Is what?
Dish rag.
Uh-huh. And what you use to dry dishes with is a...
We usually used our salt sacks because we could...
I see.
You know, have them in two and make two
absorbent.
Good...
What would you call them then?
Dish rags, dish towels.
Uh-huh. And for on your face, you use a...
We used a towel like that, and just an ordinary rag. I can't remember us ever having a boat wash rag on the farm.
Is that right?
Just using the old garment that was worn out. Carried up quite.
How about towels?
Well, most of our towels were made out of sacks. Now, the dish towels were usually made out of flour sacks. We'd use them for the dish towels.
And if on this kitchen sink, what do you use to turn, or what do you call that you turn the faucet?
Of course, back then we didn't have any sinks.
So, what do most people call that if it's outside the house? You just turn it to get water.
I know what this type of thing. Let's see. I've had one a long time, then I let it go. I didn't put it out. What do they call it?
Sometimes they call it a hydrant.
Yes, a hydrant, or we'd say, let's see, do you have a spigot.
Okay, very good. Is that on a barrel, or what would you, if you had a barrel, what would you?
Oh, let's see. They'd put bung holes in them, and then put those faucets,